We wrote a book, and now we're going to do a show. And we got a lot of people waiting to come on and join us, so we're going to talk about that. It's a special book edition of the Stream Leader Report live panel. Like we always say, let's do a show.
It's the Stream Leader Report live panel. Creators talking to creators. Raw, real, and unscripted. And sometimes they say the quiet part out loud. Here are your hosts, Claudia Santiago, Rebecca Gunter, Rob Greenlee, and Ross Brand.
All right. Hey, gang. Welcome to a special 100 predictions edition of the Stream Leader Report live panel. I'm Ross Brand. Joining me is Rob Greenlee, as always, the great Hall of Fame podcaster and a host of Podcasting Tips every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, on StreamYard's YouTube channel. Great show. Check that out tonight. And I assume next week you won't be doing one from PodFest. So catch it tonight and then in 2 weeks, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I'm not doing a show next week. Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy week.
But I am doing my
down in PodFest.
Yeah, my new media show live on stage at podcast at PodFest. Yeah.
Nice, nice. That's been a tradition.
Yes, it is a tradition.
taking it on the road. Yeah. Claudia Santiago will be joining us momentarily. And Rebecca Gunter is traveling, and so she left us some video that we can play. Rebecca, along with Rob and Claudia, actually wrote the foreword to the book. And so while we're waiting for Claudia to get up here, it's a great time to give you a taste of the foreword.
When Ross asked us to come together and co-author the foreword for 100 Live Streaming and Digital Media Predictions, Volume 4, we couldn't say yes fast enough. It's the one thing we all agree on. In Ross's world, the future is 100. Don't just take our word for it, friends, because for 4 years in a row, 100 industry pros, content creators, and small business owners have heeded Ross's call to action and offered their opinion. By collecting and curating prognostications of a well-nurtured and many-splendored community of creators, these are the voices, perspectives, and predictions straight out of the zeitgeist that future casts a world where business, brands, and creative thought leaders use their voice to deepen their unique values and cultivate an audience by embracing the tech, tools, and trajectory of platform building and digital media.
So, yeah, I love what you guys all wrote for the forward. It's really wonderful. I'm going to play one more quick clip from Rebecca.
When Ross asked us to come together and co-author the foreword for 100 Live Streaming and Digital Media Predictions, Volume 4, we couldn't say yes fast enough. It's the one thing we all agree on. In Ross's world, the future is 100.
I just played that clip before, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play that.
When Ross asked us to...
And, okay, it's two versions of the same clip. Okay, so... Instead, what you can do, you can stay tuned. At the end of the show, we will play the other clip, which will give me about 58 minutes to find it. So meanwhile, let's bring on, we have got a great group of people waiting. Let's just bring everybody on and have a party, as many as we can get on screen. So we have the women of the Superstar Women's Entrepreneur Network, the hosts. We have Joey Garrity. We have Claudine Francois. We have Lana DeRue. And then we also have our good friends Renee Hastings from Executive Help Now and the artist formerly known as Coach Jenny, now Jenny Mustafa Julak from Jenny and Meredith. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, Ross. Thanks for having
me, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so having gone through, here's Claudia. Hey, make sure your volumes.
Hey,
you go. Yeah. So I have some good news to share. Yesterday was kind of frustrating having gone through this book launch process now for the fourth time. And that is, for whatever reason, the Kindle version all over the world was not indexing. It wasn't, the categories weren't registering, and the sales rankings weren't coming up. And have, and you know, knowing, kind of having an idea about how many books you need to sell and being able to see, this is really frustrating because I knew we were doing pretty well, and I couldn't see anything. Fortunately, the paperback went to number one in all three categories that I put it in the U.S. And then finally in the U.K., Germany, and the new one is Spain. We'd never gone to number one in Spain before. So Germany, U.K., and Spain, the Kindle book did register or whatever it is that it needs to do in their system. I still have no data from Canada on either of the either the paperback or the ebook, and I still don't have any Kindle data from the United States. But we did pretty well, whatever. And I'll pass the other data along. But I'm really thrilled that we have a new country. So we've now, the series has now hit number one in seven countries, thanks to Spain and. Did you buy a Spanish version? I don't even think I have a Spanish version. It's probably libros en inglés. Is that how you would say it?
Libros, sí, libros en inglés.
Yes.
Número uno.
Yeah. So welcome, Jeff C. Looking forward to seeing you at PodFest.
That's right.
Next week. So, Claudia, why don't you take it from here? And, you know, if you have a question or something you want to throw out to everybody. Let's get the party started.
All right. Well, first of all, I am Claudia Santiago too. I am the AI version of Claudia Santiago, and my owners decided to leave the word robot in, and I'm roboted out. And anyways, now I'm here. I'm the real thing.
Will the real Claudia stand up?
Yeah. Will the real Claudia stand up? Well, first of all, I've got my coffee in hand, so cheers and welcome, everybody, and huge congratulations. I mean, it takes a tribe, right? Mm-hmm. And huge congratulations to Ross, who hasn't slept for a week, and Rob Greenlee, who's got, he's like masterminding some other thing. What is it called, Rob, again? Where are you headed?
Oh, PodFest down in Orlando next week, and I'm kind of leading the next edition of the Podcast Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So that's going to be going on the 26th of January down at PodFest at 7 p.m. on, was it next Friday, I guess.
Amazing. So,
yeah.
Yes. Amazing. Well, I'm not going to sing for you. You know, if I was doing this on stage, I would be. I'm just going to say to everybody, congratulations. It is so great to have you join us here live. And so we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear what enticed you outside of Rob's bribing, just kidding, to write a chapter in this book. And I love seeing your smiling faces. And then later on, maybe Ross too, I'd love to share a little bit more of how Rebecca, Rob, and I, and even you got together with writing the foreword. But let's hear from these amazing folks first. Who wants to go?
We'll start with Coach Jenny because she's shaking her head, but she has been in all 9 years that we've done the predictions.
Yes.
Five as a blog post, four as a book, along with Jenny Q and Mitch Jackson. Those three were in the first, and they've been in every year. So what made you start to do this when it was nothing?
Okay. What made me start to do it is it's very easy to say yes to a request from Ross Brand. What makes me keep doing it is what you just did. I don't feel like I'm allowed to leave now. You know what I mean? Like how can I let go of that mantle and hang out with Jenny Q and Mitch? You know, that's real important. Ross and I, we actually met. I did a speaking gig for Ross way before live streaming was a thing. So we go way, way, way back. And when he asked me for my predictions, ironically, I thought, who the heck am I to be making these kinds of predictions? I'm a coach. And the ironic part is I help people with imposter syndrome. So I was like, wait, what? Who am I to be? Wait, oh, crap. I have to walk my talk here. So I've been making predictions ever since. And I really appreciate that as probably the least nerdy and I mean nerdy with as a compliment, the least nerdy person in the books, who is probably doesn't have my finger on the pulse of all what's happening. I didn't even know PodFest was happening. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that girl. I love that you allow me to have my perspective as well. And I'm excited about this year. This is like the most optimistic prediction I've made.
But you know what? You're a great host and you're a great speaker. And isn't that really like with AI and the technology getting simpler and easier to use? Isn't that really the differentiator going forward? It's what do you bring to it? Because the tools are completely democratized now. You don't have to be a tech expert to do this.
Certainly not. And I know I'm not the only non-tech expert up in here. But anybody who likes to run their mouth and wants to find a stage anytime they can, live streaming became a way for us to do that without waiting for a gatekeeper. You know what I mean? So I was on board. Show me the way, right? So, Ross, I am so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. That sounded condescending, but I meant it in the most positive way.
No,
I cannot believe that you are able to herd these cats annually to do this amazing thing, and thank you so much for letting me be part of it every time.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Joey Garrity, you brought an entire crowd with you. Talented people and great contributions. Five members of your team contributed to the book and some of the most substantive chapters, really. Tell us about, you know, what you're doing with your network and what made you kind of a fan of the predictions from the beginning, from the first time you joined.
I love the predictions. I always look forward to see if my prediction is going to come true or not.
You've had a few that have. I mean, yeah. You've been pretty on target.
Yeah, I was like, I hope this one I hit it out of the park, because that would be great for the whole live stream arena, right? Podcasting arena, right? So Ross was kind enough to have the network on really early in the game in 2023, the beginning of 2023. And then I was just like, so Ross, will you ask them to be in your book? So basically I was just like, please. And you did. So very appreciative.
I wasn't being nice. I already had them listed because they were guests this year on my show. So it was they were going to get the invite this year. I see Karen Glasser is here in the chat. I see Beauty Bubble is here. Bruce McKay, Tim Bryan, Tim and Karen are both contributors to the book. Both had chapters. Karen's a longtime contributor. If you all want to jump on, just raise your hand, say something in the chat, and I will send you a link so you can join us. All right, Claudine, your prediction's really interesting because you really went deep into tech as far as health and wellness goes. Talk a little bit about what your angle is coming to the predictions.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me. I've seen all of your prediction books, and I'm like, wow, I get to be in one? Me? Well, thank you.
It's great to have you.
Yeah, and it, of course, I think it was Jenny who said, like, oh, we get to tell people our opinions on our own industry? Count us in. So, yeah, the changes I see in the health and wellness field are just mind-boggling. People are really taking their health into their own hands. They're not just taking the typical medical, you know, your tests are fine, you're fine. You know, they're not taking that line anymore. And they're expecting to get data on their own bodies and figure out how they can, the old word was biohacking. And now it's almost like bioengineering, or really figuring out how to make your body work for you rather than just constantly band-aiding and working against. So that's what my chapter is about, but I give specifics.
Oh, amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah. So thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Lana?
Thank you. Also for me, for having me do this. I felt totally inadequate doing it, but I did it because Joey said do it. And because I met you and I love Ross, so I'm like, I'm just going to put myself out there knowing absolutely nothing, but just speaking from my heart and maybe my hopes in energy, you know, energy healing and natural healing coming more into the mainstream. instead of us being shut out and, you know, considered woo-woo, it's just a super important part of our healing journey. So
we've had some conversations on this show about some controversial aspects of mainstream medicine and media and so forth. So, it's a very important topic, and it's one that needs to be discussed more, and especially among creators too, because we drive ourselves pretty hard sometimes. Jeff C. Best. Oh, go ahead, Claudia.
Yeah, I just want to interject here. I just want to encourage you guys that are first time kind of writers in here. I remember when Ross first asked me to be, this was before the books were out. Honestly, I was shaking in my boots too. And the big part about it was like diving into a pool and you didn't know if you showed up with the right swimsuit, if you know what I mean. You're diving into the deep end. And I remember writing, and this is where it helped me grow as a writer, but also as a speaking person, entrepreneur, is that I had to really look towards my experience and what I was seeing and sensing in my own journey. I wasn't to look around and go, okay, what's trending? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was able to really take a deep dive into Claudia and just write out of what I felt. And it was really, really neat to every year, right? You guys, you know, Jenny's, you know this, right? You just keep expanding and growing. So yeah, I want to encourage you guys that are just first time in here that, you know, and the beautiful thing, and I always say this about Ross, is he doesn't sit there and control, okay, it needs to be this, it needs to be that. Mm-hmm. It's scary because he opens it up to whatever you want. But by the same token, it is almost like mentoring us to expand and stretch our wings in this way. Anyways, I just needed to say that.
Hey, Claudia, can we drop your AI version or one of your versions?
My robot?
Yeah, can we drop your robot? To make room for somebody else?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll do that then. We have Nicole Sanchez is here. Great to see you, Nicole. Welcome. Yeah. All right. So we got to turn to Jeff C now because, as I was starting to say, the best beard in the business by far. Also a talented. Do you get sick of people saying that, talking about mentioning the beard, or is that?
No, it's when they try to touch it that I get a little, you know, weirded out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little forward.
No, it's a little forward. Yeah.
So tell us what you're seeing. You've been a part of the whole digital media scene for a long time. How would you identify yourself? Like,
podcasting at live show host is what I say.
Okay.
And like, because we've been moving the same circles for a long time. You know, even back in the Google Plus days is what I like to say, you know, before when I had a baby beard. I think Ross is a BBF. I think he is a before beard friend, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
So we've been around for a long time. My thing is everybody's talking about AI. And so I love it as a tool, using it as a tool. But also I think it's just as a podcaster and a live show host, I think people are really going to start distrusting the spoken word. I mean, the written word. And they're going to come into our live streams and podcasts where they want to connect with us. And so I just think it's an opportunity for us. It's not something to be scared about. I'm like embracing it. And I'm thinking, you know, this is a great way for people who are really wanting that connection that we can use. And as we're already equipped to do it as live streamers and podcasters, we know how to talk to people. So this is like a gold rush for us. So I'm really excited about the next couple of years.
That's awesome. Nicole.
Hey.
Hey, you're there. And Renee also. We haven't gotten to one of you guys want to talk about something other than AI. Like Jeff said, we've talked a lot about AI in the book, and I think what makes the book great this year is you don't have to be in digital media because these are challenges people are going to face everywhere. But Renee or Nicole, take us some other direction.
I'll hop in.
Sure.
That's okay. One of the what I wrote about was actually 5G.
And I wrote about 5G because it is so new to, you know, most areas of the United States, and it has made such a difference in the stability of our recordings, and latency is no longer an issue for most platforms in most areas. And that's just a kind of a game changer in the quality of the product that we're able to produce. So that's one of the things I just thought was fascinating, and thought that would be a predictor of what's even better down the road and more to come.
Yeah, that was great. I'm not sure if anybody else talked about 5G. It was definitely one of the more original chapters. Nicole, what's going on with you?
Well, it's funny. It was on a live stream.
Really?
Well, I was behind the scenes on a live stream. We did this new thing called the 5-minute demo dare, where we have someone try to do demo in 5 minutes on LinkedIn, where there's lots of people watching. And it was kind of perfect because the first guy failed. But it was just very fun. But all I'm seeing, at least from my point in tech, is like just video is growing and growing and growing and growing. It's insane how much in the almost 3 years I've been at Snowflake, it has just grown. And even though now we have live events, guess what's come back? All the virtual events. So it used to be like I was doing virtual events, and then live came back, virtual kind of went away, and now it's both. So it's just the need for it. In fact, my daughter, who just started working as a teacher, I was like, you know what, for summer, would you just learn the video edit? You could make a fortune in video editing, you know, on the side in summer as a teacher from home, you know, because the opportunity is huge. And I just see the whole industry around video, whether it's the equipment or the services around it, all that growing, because like as a big company, it's hard to keep up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you're managing what, 17, 18 YouTube channels?
Oh, not quite that many. We basically have four now. But I don't just do the YouTube channel. So those all have their own shows, plus just random things that we create for them. And we have all these virtual events. In the virtual event, like one that we did recently, had 60 pieces of video content. So it was just crazy because it was a 2D thing with multiple tracks. You're doing keynotes. So I'm working like with production agencies for doing the big fancy keynotes. And then we're doing a lot of kind of recording on either Zoom or OpenReel or Riverside or whatever for the breakout sessions that have to be remote. But it's just really, really a lot. And it's very exciting. I mean, it just, you know, really shows that all of us who've been in it for kind of a really, really long time, it's really paying off now, I think, for us. I think we're going to be more and more in demand.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this. You've been a regular every year. Renee, I know it's your first year. Lana, your first year. Claudine, so we appreciate it. Jeff's been in and out for probably close to a decade. A couple of years on, maybe takes a year off, comes back. Claudia has been in every one, I think, since the second year. Coach Jenny, or sorry, I'm going to keep doing that, but the artist.
It is okay.
The artist formerly known as Coach Jenny. Well, you're still a coach, right?
Artist formerly known as Coach Jenny is quite fun. But yes, we have recently rebranded from a one-woman show of Coach Jenny to a two-woman show, my wife and I, of Jenny and Meredith. So that's why it's confusing.
So yeah, you've been in every single one. Joey's been in every year since 2018, I believe. And we've had several conversations where I'm like, this is probably the last year I'm going to do this. And Joey always like, no, you got to keep doing this. This is, you don't know how good this is. This is a lot of potential. And then I go, okay, well, maybe. And then I talk to Beauty Bubble and I'm like, shh, I'm never doing this again. And she's like, what are you, crazy? And then about seven other people are like, I can't wait for the predictions. I'm like, all right, one more time. So
yeah, today's not the day to make that decision.
Yeah, no,
today
no.
Bad day to
yeah,
make that
let's
decision.
Kill all the momentum and just say, I'm not believing. No, I'm definitely doing next year because it'll be 10 years for the predictions and 5 years for the book. So this definitely isn't going to be the last one. We've got Karen Glasser and Kevin Colby waiting. So if anybody needs... You're gone? All right.
Yeah, get out of your way. Thank
it's
you so much.
It's great to see you, and thank you for being all these years such a great supporter of everything that we do.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Bye.
Great, Jenny.
Bye.
Ross, I'm going to drop as well and make room for others. This has been a blast, such a, an incredible experience. And I wish you nothing but the best for this year and in many, many, many more years to come.
Well, thank you so much. And I can't wait to get together in person when we're both at PodFest.
Absolutely. I'll see you there.
I'm going to jump to Ross. See you later.
Okay.
See you at PodFest in a week.
Great.
See
ya. Bye. Yeah. Thanks, see you Jeff. Thanks for being here.
I want to stay on because is Karen Glasser going to drop in?
She should be on right now. Welcome, Karen Glasser and Kevin Colby.
What up?
See you guys.
Hello. So Kevin had a book of his own come out this year, first time author, and hit number one on the bestseller rankings. So this is getting to be old hat for you, right? Another day, another book launch.
Well, I don't know about that. I just, you know, I would love to, you know, let my ego say I've helped you have four number ones, but, you know, that would slight the other 99 people in there. But congrats, dude. Congrats.
Thank you. Thanks for being a part of it. I think you may be one of the first quotes in the introduction when I pulled in something, try and pull in different people and kind of they're pulling quotes that sort of sum up where everything is going. Karen, you've been in probably every year for what, 6 or 7 years, I think. And
I'm feeling old. Feeling
we
old.
Both, it's, you know, every year we all age the same amount each year, I you know. Know? So what are you looking at? You're always kind of on the cutting edge with technology and content.
I'm loving AI, but only AI that uses our voice, our content, our conversation, and then creating from that. I think that there is it allows an even playing field for a lot of small businesses and single practitioners that can't compete. And so by taking your content, it makes it so much easier to work smarter than harder.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most memorable quotes was your quote about kind of leveling the playing field, like you just said. I that was so powerful because really, it's going to come down to the talent. I mean, AI mm-hmm. can do so much, like we were saying before. Do you have any favorite, like, AI tools or AI that you're already, like, making a difference with?
I think I've tried them all. I actually think I've tried them all. But the one that I'm just loving right now and continue to love because of the support from the company themselves, and that's Cast Magic. They do weekly trainings that if you are a subscription, I got in on an AppSumo deal. So, you know, there is that. But but if you are part of the gang, you can log on anytime you want, once a week, twice a week, however, and you can tell them what you need. And they produce it. They're literally creating the prompts and the spaces and the AI tools for us to use, not just as podcasters or as coaches or as whatever the heck we are, but also for our clients. To be able to provide the clients with the content that you just had a meeting with. I love Cast Magic. I am a huge, huge fan.
Wow, that's huge cool. Fan. Anybody else have a favorite AI tool right now? All right, well. I mean, Rob, your cars are AI, right?
Right. I would say at this point it's ChatGPT-4 is really my go-to that I use. I mean, I've been playing around with a bunch of other ones too, but ChatGPT-4 seems to be the most versatile to do a lot of the same things that these other companies are trying to do. So it just depends on how you prompt it. Okay. Yeah.
Mobile Mary is here. Sorry, I brought you up without even announcing. Hey, you're in the show.
Hey, everybody.
Great
to see you.
Yeah, so... wow, your chapter was really full of a lot of kind of cutting edge ideas. Tell us what you're looking at for 2024.
Thanks. Well, actually, I was just going to start it. You know, we all can get distracted, right, by so many new things, the shiny objects, right? And right now I'm looking into creating my own GPT because they have the GPT storages opened last week. And so I'm looking to create things that are specific for my customers to be able to support them even better. But of course, we always have to tie it back to monetization, right? So tying it back that if they want more, you know, they want more customization, they want more things, they need to come to our company. But it's so exciting to be on the cutting edge of something new. So one of my colleagues who is an AI, let's just say enthusiast, he was saying it's kind of like being at the door when the app store opened, where there's hardly anybody in there, and we're here, like we're in a giant playground. And it's just so exciting to be like in the beginning, like pioneers in this industry. So it's absolutely thrilling. And by the way, I have to say, congratulations, everybody. You are best-selling authors.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, baby. Thank you, Ross, for letting us be a part of your magic.
Thank you for being a part of it and helping make it and everybody promoting and all that. We've been a team. I mean, it's really been a team effort, and it's been great. I see Geekazine. Jeffrey Powers is in the chat. Good to see you contributing a chapter again this year. And Jeffrey, if you want to join us, just pop a Facebook message to me and I will throw the invite link. In fact, I'll just find your Facebook and throw it in. And if you would like to jump on with us, we would love to have you. Mr. Jeffrey Powers, Geekazine. All right.
Well, how beautiful is this? You know, we could have, or Ross could have actually typed into ChatGPT and said, hey, I want to write a book, help me out. And he could have said, I need an AI Claudia Santiago, an AI Rob Greenley, an AI, you know, and he could have come up with all these chapters, but never have done this, right?
Phew.
Right?
Right. Hey, we wouldn't have all the personality in it and all the different experiences people have had. It would be, I'm not saying it would be generic, but for it not to be, you'd still have to have humans editing it and working with it. That said, ChatGPT is improving as a writer.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's all about the prompts. It's all about the prompts. And if you don't put the right one in.
Yeah, it's true. It's great for repurposing. It's great for repurposing, right?
Yeah. It's just, sometimes you have to ask like 5 times to get the right output, though.
Yeah, it's like...
And then check the sources.
It's boosting so fast, though, you know? And I think it's just so ideal for solopreneurs out there. It's just, it's a huge game changer for us, right? Mm-hmm. Because we have essentially the smartest VA at our fingertips, really. If you really think about it, right? And we're just, you just move, just flow.
It's really amazing. Jeffrey Powers, Geekazine, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. We're talking about AI. Do you have a favorite AI tool?
Wow, there's a lot of great AI out there. You know, just coming from CES, there's even more AI coming, which is just crazy, crazy, crazy. I watched, and we talked about it today on Office Hours Global, where there's going to be I saw at least 5 companies that are dealing with AI dubbing. As in, you know, you're watching a movie and it was originally in, let's say, German or something like that. And not only are you hearing it in English, but you're also seeing their lips moving like they're doing it in English. And I can't wait for that to actually show up on YouTube. So I could be sitting there and speaking Spanish, speaking Korean, speaking whatever, and be able to do that. So my chapter was more on the shopping end of things for this next year, and shopping has gone super crazy. In fact, I saw somebody, they posted on X, and they go, I can't go through TikTok without going through shopping, and somebody trying to sell something nowadays. And in all reality, this live stream, we're selling a book. Right, so right. It's always about selling, but it's the shopping level is going to be crazy in 2024 and many, many different opportunities to do that.
Do you see other retailers besides Amazon having their own live streaming and live shopping or video shopping storefront kind of thing like Amazon Live does?
I think they're going to try. I mean, right now we have Amazon, we have Walmart. They have a live shopping. TikTok does a live shopping. Wow. YouTube is doing live shopping. Alibaba has a live shopping. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if like a Wayfair or any of those will start to get into that if they haven't done that already. And, you know, even like StreamYard and Restream, they also have live shopping options into their software. So it's going to, even if you don't have, even if you decide, I want to throw this onto my own, channel, you know, like use something like CashFly or something like that and then stream it out, you can have set up your own shopping system and use your own affiliate codes. So it's going to be interesting how this is going to work out in the next year or two.
Karen, have you seen other
platforms? Well, I mean, there's the standalone platforms like TalkShop Live, where the celebrities are like flowing in like nobody's business. There's VLoud or VLoud or Stream, where they're networks. I mean, and you're selling on there. But TalkShop Live is all about selling, and it's celebrities. It's like one celebrity after another.
Beauty Bubble mentions Whatnot. On TalkShop Live, can the average creator get an audience there?
Well, that's a question that
can they get it anywhere, right? But I mean, I'm saying, like, is it so celebrity focused that, you know, if you're not coming in with a reputation and
I
following,
don't know, and I'm going down that rabbit hole right now with them, so I'll let you know when I find out. You know, I tend to think that if there's eyeballs, because it's one big thing. So if there's eyeballs coming in from one celebrity or second, and you happen to keyword it right or whatever, they're going to find you. So maybe you can leverage eyeballs.
Claudia, you remember Busker, right?
Oh, Busker, yes.
We hung out there for a few days.
There was coaches on there and everything, and then they couldn't figure out how to get the monetization working properly, and it all went by the way of the dodo. But hey, I have a quick question.
Sure.
There is such a wealth here of people joining us. I mean, Ross, if you're okay with it, I would love for people to put in their links to their sites where we can find them.
Absolutely.
You know, if we can do that wherever, like on YouTube there, if you can just go into the chat and just type in your website or where we can find you or where the audience can find you, I think it would be awesome, because there's just so much here, and I know some of you are coaches and some of you just have this expertise. Like Karen, holy smokes, girl. Like some of what you're talking about, I'm like, girl, when you talk, Jeffrey too. I mean, all of you carry something. So anyway.
Great idea.
So I'm doing that right now.
Where are we putting this though? Where is there a page?
So we're live on YouTube. Maybe go on there.
Okay.
And if you guys want, whenever you have time, share it out too, so that people can get to know you, and we'll all kind of do that.
Cool.
And if it doesn't let you put a link, I think it should, but if it doesn't, you know, put at and your YouTube channel name or something like that, and then people can find your other links through that. So Joey, what do you guys have planned for next year, like for it's already 2024, but what are you thinking about, like any new types of content or new platforms or new ideas for shopping that you're looking to implement this year?
Yeah, so right now I'm talking to a couple content creators, because I want us to go global and bring on more of a global feeling to the SW Media Network. And I'm about to drop the SW Media magazine here very, very shortly.
Congrats.
Woo-hoo. Thank you. So that's dropping next week. We're really expanding in regards to, you know, showing up big for women entrepreneurs out there. And we've taken our shows and we've cut them down to 15 minutes. I mean, we were doing long form shows, and it's really helped tremendously. So I'm going to keep it there for a minute, but it won't probably be long until I want to take the network into more of a 10-minute component next. Just so it's all value, it's all me. It's just like boom, 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 right?
Right.
We love the interview format, because we can have amazing people on the show. It's just so much fun. I've had Karen on the show. I want to have Claudia on the show. I had Rebecca on the show this morning, right? So it's a great way to enter, you know, for us to all like leverage each other's influence and spread the word.
What does anybody else have thoughts on the dichotomy, I guess, between short form, and it could be as short as a shorts or a reel, or, you know, like Joey was saying, it's 10-minute, 5-minute type episodes versus hour long or longer interviews, yeah, and long format talk.
I can talk to that. There's been a few YouTubers out there that have been posting about how creating all shorts can ruin a channel if you've got long form content and you decide to switch the channels. I've been working on a lot of combination long form short form. So if you'll see it, you'll see a long form, you'll see not only a short that goes on YouTube, but also goes up on Meta, also goes up on TikTok. And I've also been playing not with the vertical space, but I've been playing in 4x3 land. So that means that I can use an HD video and I can turn it into a box and I can put it up onto these short form content areas and still have a little bit of space this way as well as this way. And everything will point back to a larger video or something else. And I think that's going to be the key right there. Otherwise, if you go one or the other and you decide, let's say you do shorts and you say, I want to start doing long form content, what a lot of YouTubers have been saying is that it can really affect how people watch your channel and you might lose a lot of subscribers off of it. But if you mix and match as you go, then people are more inclined to keep going. And that's the biggest problem I always have with TikTok is they have vertical videos. They don't have horizontal videos. And I have a feeling in the next 5 years, TikTok is going to try and do some horizontal videos. And I don't think it's going to work well for them because they don't have that audience.
Sort of like when Instagram tried long form with IGTV and it just, you know, people were copying their YouTube videos for a while, and then a few months later, everybody's like, why bother?
Yeah. Well, and we have with YouTube, now we have, there's two new ones, and then there's one that you can actually host yourself, host the videos yourself, and it's just, there's a lot of fish out there in the sea, and so if people don't come to catch that long form content versus the short content, I don't think they're going to come. I think it's going to be really tough to get them in the door.
Is anybody creating vertical longer form content? Now, you know, you can live stream easily with some of the major platforms to Instagram and connect.
Yeah. Restream
from your desktop. Yeah.
Restream allows you to record in vertical. So if you're going to do, and that's the platform I use. So if you're going to do Instagram or any of the RTMP things that you want to do,
And StreamYard enables you to do that now too.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah, I went live last night in vertical and just from StreamYard. And I shared it to Facebook because I figured Facebook probably accommodates, and to Twitter, vertical pretty well, but I haven't actually had a chance to check how it looked on those platforms. I kind of wish it auto saved into a post automatically on Instagram. It's not the first time I think I've gone live a couple other times, and by the time I get around to like checking the video and thinking if I want to make a post, it's kind of like, well, this is already dated.
It's still early days for streaming.
Yeah,
live.
I'm sure right. Instagram's going to continue to make
it better,
progress.
That's actually what held me up from writing a book years ago. I've been in the mobile marketing space for, 15, 16 years. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, you have to write a book on this. Because I was going up on stages and people were like, you know, really? I think the mobile phone is a fad. I'm like, okay.
Oh, really?
Like 5-10 years. I'll be back. You know, mic drop. But I would like go to write a book, and by the time it would be published, completely outdated. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. So it literally held me back from doing that. And I think that's why I was so excited that you put all these different innovative cutting edge things into your book, Ross, and that you have it every year, because then it gives you an excuse to update it. Like, it's a brilliant concept because again, things are always, everything's new all the time. And I think people love to know what's cutting edge. So yes.
Has anybody played with the YOLO box in stream?
I haven't played with it. I've seen
I haven't played with it either, but I've been hearing about it for a long time.
What is it?
Right.
Tell us.
What, what this is, Yolo Box has been around for a few years. Yeah, yep. Yolo Live is their parent company, and they have the Yolo Box, which is HD video. They have a smaller one and a larger one. They just came out with the Ultra, which you can do like three HDMI cameras and then a USB camera. This is the InStream, so this is their vertical offering, which can stream to TikTok, which can stream to pretty much all of them, and of course Instagram as well, if you want to do live videos. So you basically have to figure out how your cameras will turn. There are, of course, cameras are now getting into that native ability to switch to a vertical. I've got a PTZ Optics stream cam, which does vertical and horizontal videos, and I can plug this here in the HDMI and be able to send this out to Instagram. So I could have this set up in a part of my studio, and if I wanted to just get on Instagram, get on TikTok with a quick 1 minute video, I can record it from here and send it up there or do it live right from this box.
What is that called again, Jeffrey?
It's called the Yolo Box InStream.
No, it doesn't actually have a camera built in.
It's like YOLO.
You have to take a camera with you if you, because it looks like you could easily set it up at an event or something like that. But you could use your phone as a camera, or you could use a small
digital camera. And you could hook up your phones into here, and it gives you a switchability. Wow. So if you have, like, let's say you have two phones, you could have two. Cameras. Yolo Live also has a PTZ camera that goes vertical and horizontal, so you could hook that up here. You could hook up to, in this case, three different cameras, two HDMI and one USB, and then you could actually run a vertical live switch system, so it would go back and forth between different cameras.
Yeah, but that also supports landscape videos as well, right, Jeffrey? So it's just a matter of orienting, right?
No, actually, I think if you
is it only?
Yeah, I think it's only vertical. Portrait? If you want, the Yolo Box has the Yolo Box, Yolo landscape. Box Pro and Yolo Box Ultra. I've never done it in horizontal. I'll have to try that. Yeah, see if it works. But I'm right now, I'm going to say no.
Kirsten's here.
The one that I saw prior was a horizontal video.
Yeah. They have three versions of the horizontal platform, and then this version. Okay. They also have this Max, which is like a full size length mirror that's what they first showed at NAB a couple of years ago, and I think they're still working on it. It's called the InStream Max, and but I don't think it's out yet.
We have Kirsten waiting to come on.
I can drop out. I'm dropping out.
Okay. Bye, thanks. Great to see you, Karen.
Bye, everyone.
I'm gonna pop out. I gotta run.
Thanks for coming, again, dude. Thanks.
I'll pop out.
Yeah,
thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. All right, Kirsten's here. Thank you for your chapter and your contributions to the book.
Absolutely. Thank you for the honor of being a part of it.
Yeah, so we're talking about anything and everything. We're talking about AI, mm-hmm. we're talking about short form and long form content. We're talking tech. What are your thoughts on something new you might be doing in 2024?
Ooh, it's always about streamlining for me. So playing with different back office aspects that make the client experience really easy. That's what I'm and playing with Odoo right now. That was a new one that has been suggested to me. There's parts of it I really love. I love the social media management aspect. Super, super easy. I still have to see how much of this is all like really aligning and touching base and working together. So that's my playground right now.
How do you spell Odoo? I want to look it up.
O-D-O-O.
O-D-O-O. Okay.
Odoo. Yeah, sorry, Odoo. Yeah. ODU.
Okay, because I put an ODU and I got Old Dominion University.
Oh, okay. Not that.
I'll check it out. So, who's going? I think Claudia, you're the only one who's not going to be at PodFest. You got to come to PodFest.
I know. I need to get there.
And bring your puppy. Bring your puppy.
Next year.
I know.
Next year, set up a gig in Orlando and then come to PodFest and hang out with us while you're there.
Let's make some plans for next year, for sure.
Sounds good.
It's a good time of the year for you to get out of Calgary, I think.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah, we had a major freezing spell here.
Yeah.
It got to, like, with wind chill minus 50, minus 60. It was absolutely ridiculous. Whew. Yeah. You can't breathe in air like that. And frostbite is like within under a minute. It's very dangerous. And the power grid started going off and crazy. Like, yeah, I know. Who would have thought? But anyways, I'd love to meet many of you face to face. So let's make some plans.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Kirsten, I saw in your bio that you do body language work.
Yes, I'm a master body language strategist.
So the guy who's sitting here in a hat. Tell us what makes for good body language on camera.
Posture. Cannot talk about posture enough, especially honestly, and this is one of the things I'm basically is going to be my offer at PodFest is I'm going to do vocal makeovers because I'm actually a professional opera singer and an international diction coach.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And voice is everything, right? Your voice is everything and your posture affects how long you can talk, your vocal cadence, the tone of your voice, the to the ear, the authority of the voice, which is everything in podcasting. So that's huge. And I have a very specific and very specialized skill set that is not out there in many areas that I want to serve the community. I want to help. So I'm going to give a very, very generous discount to the vocal makeovers for just the attendees of PodFest.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah. That's exciting. Mary. Oh, you're on mute, Mary.
Oh, you're on mute, Dan.
I said, what if you were born with an Oompa Loompa voice? Does that make a difference?
You better be singing the song while you're doing this.
How much you can get you would be surprised at how much you can change your voice once you figure it out.
Awesome.
Plus, there could be a role for somebody with your voice, right?
Yeah, you could also do the rhyming thing. So I got a little puzzle for you, and then
you
do
go.
The show that way.
I love these are brilliant ideas. I love it. Thanks.
And it's so needed. Like I love what you're bringing to the table here. And by the way, earlier on, we invited everybody to put in their websites or YouTube links, whatever, in the comments to go for it. Yeah, because there's so much wealth of expertise and experience here. We just, you know, this is the beauty of what Ross brings together in these books.
Well, thank you.
But it is so awesome what you bring to the table because we could have amazing content, amazing experience, but the way we show up on camera, the way we show up on stage, the way we show up in meetings, in phone calls, like we... when I was working in Nashville and studying marketing and they taught me there's an invisible thread that needs to tie everything together. So if you're amazing on stage, that's great. But if you really suck at calls and responding to emails and texts or showing up on your live stream, then what it's going to do is it's going to confuse people and they're not going to really absorb your brand and who you really are. So I love that you're doing this. Yeah.
Thank you. My mantra is your presence is the permission you give others to work with you, right? That's the glue. And if they're not being pulled to your presence, and I call it magnetizing, then you're exhausting yourself chasing, and nobody wants to be chased. That's an awful feeling, right? So it's learning the center of your presence and how to command with your voice, how to command with your body language. Because then it's a natural, what I love about magnetizing is then you're naturally pulling towards each other. They really want to work with you. You actually really want to work with them. You start working with the clientele you really enjoy, and you're starting with a mutual respect.
Exactly.
And that's huge. And that's what we as, you know, digital and doing content creating, we're giving, right? And getting that respect back at that high level of clientele connection makes all the difference in the world.
You know, I want to give a shout out to Joey because we were part of a project with Ross and we got to know each other there. We've never met in person. We just met through this project and she reached out to me one day on DM. Okay. And as you all know, probably sometimes you get people like reaching out on DM and they're trying to sell you something, whatever, you know, right? anyway, she reached out to me and she's like, hey, sister, you know, I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to get on a call with you. And I thought, okay, great. And the many times that I get that on DMs, who follows through? Not too many. And but Joey did. She's like, she nailed down a time. We got on a call and we got to know each other. And it wasn't all about her. She asked me a question, you know, right? So we developed a relationship. So what I saw was on camera, I saw a class act. Off camera, I saw a class act. So anyways, that's kind of.
Yes, I appreciate that. Oh, we had a ball and I was about to go to Nashville. Right. And I was like, can you be there? Like, literally, I told my husband about her because her YouTube channel is off the chain. I don't know. Guys, go check out her YouTube channel. And my husband loves to live music. And so we just had so much in common, but we missed each other. Like, it was just because it was, I think, by just a couple of weeks even that we were going to cross paths. Yeah. I'm so bummed. We're going to see each other in person, though, sister.
We are.
You know what I'm really loving? I'm seeing people from that 100 TV, that short little run that we had, guesting on each other's shows that, like, I didn't even know they knew each other or that they continued the conversation. And so just like the four of us are hosting a show, which probably never would have come together if we hadn't spent that time. I'm glad seeing some good things have come out of that.
Oh, great.
100 TV. Yeah.
Renee, I had Renee on my show because of 100 TV. Rebecca on my show. I love Rebecca. Gives the best comments, by the way.
She's terrific.
She's so clever.
Yeah. And speaking of Rebecca, because she co-wrote the forward with Rob and Claudia, I have another clip from her reading the forward. I'm not sure. I hope it's not the same clip as earlier, but if it is, we probably have a whole new audience because it's been about an hour. So here's Rebecca with some of the forward.
When Ross asked us to come together and co-author the forward for 100 Live Streaming and Digital Media Predictions, Volume 4, we couldn't say yes fast enough. It's the one thing we all agree on. In Ross's world, the future is 100. Don't just take our word for it, friends. Because for 4 years in a row, 100 industry pros, content creators, and small business owners have heeded Ross's call to action and offered their opinion. By collecting and curating prognostications of a well-nurtured and many-splendored community of creators, these are the voices, perspectives, and predictions straight out of the zeitgeist that future casts a world where business, brands, and creative thought leaders use their voice to deepen their unique values and cultivate an audience by embracing the tech, tools, and trajectory of platform building and digital media.
Well, thanks to Rebecca, who couldn't make it today. I have the whole forward as a podcast on rossbrandrecordings.com. So if anybody wants to listen to Rebecca go through the whole forward, it's on that. And we've never done an audio book, but this is the closest we've got an audio forward. So I also want to shout out the book cover designer, Danielle Camerlinga. She's done all four books in the series. I got my paperback late last night, and it's beautifully done, the cover and the formatting and all inside. He likes to stay behind the scenes, but the guy who did the formatting did a really great job, too. So thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks for being a part of the book. Thanks for promoting it and just being, you know, great friends, really. I mean, some guys, some of you I've just connected with, you know, in the last 8 months to a year. Others I've known for a long time, but I feel like we're all on the same path and heading into good things this year.
Yes.
Thank you, Ross.
Thank you, Ross. All right. Look forward to seeing everybody. Take care.
All right. Bye.
And congratulations on a number one bestseller.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, Ross.
Thank you.